Welcome to the Thriving Yoga Teacher Podcast, your go-to resource for building a thriving yoga business and life. I'm your host, Jen, and each week I'll be sharing insights, strategies, and inspiration to support you on your journey to success and fulfillment. Whether you're looking to grow your business, deepen your mindset and self-belief, or simply find more balance in your life, you're in the right place. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your journey as a yoga teacher. I'm thrilled to have you here. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to today's episode. Today is episode 10. I can't believe that I'm already recording episode 10. It just blows my mind. For today, because 10, for some reason to me, is a really special number because I've managed to actually go into double digits with my podcast. Something that not, I guess, a lot of people do because I get discouraged. But that's a whole different story. So today I actually want to get a little bit more personal and share a little bit of my story and what has happened over the last sort of 6 to 8 months in the hope that you get some insights for your own journey from that, to just to know that, you know, if you're maybe in a dip at the moment, in a business dip, where it does things maybe not going so well, you know, number one, you're not alone, and number two, there is a reason for it. So over the sort of last, I guess, 6 to 8 months especially, I've been feeling quite disconnected from myself and my business. From myself, mainly because, you know, I'm a mum. I felt like I've lost myself, which is absolutely BS. It was just that there was almost like a disconnection there. And because of that, I wasn't as connected to my business as I wanted to be. I wasn't calling in the dream clients. And again, this is not something that people will tell you to talk about, but, you know, I don't think that it gets talked about often enough, this part of the journey, which is why I'm talking about. Plus, I feel really called to share this. And just because of that, I am sharing this part of my journey. So I wasn't calling in like the people that I wanted to call in. That disconnection from a business, I knew who I wanted to be, but I wasn't being that person. Doesn't necessarily make sense, but it translated very much in my business to not actually signing new clients. That is what it came down to. Now, you know, I'm a business coach. I've run my own business. This is the second business I'm running. Now, I know enough strategies to make my business a success. I do. Yet, now I felt there's been like something missing. Like no matter what I was doing, I've been struggling to work with new clients, to sign new clients, to get in front of the clients that I really wanted to work with. And then the more things didn't work out, the more I almost got laser focused on the strategies, because I believe those strategies would actually pull me out of this law. But on the flip side, it just that had that forcing energy. So it almost felt like I wanted to force things to work. Not that I wanted to force people to work with me, because that's not true, but it was like very much a forcing energy. Now, being in it, I didn't see it. Now looking back, I can see that. The more I was trying to force things, the more I became stressed about money, well, the lack of, to be fair. And I really turned into what I can only call like a zombie. And I was just so focused on work and bringing new clients because I knew, not knew, because I thought, you know, that's what I needed. Now, that ended up in me not being the mother, the wife that I wanted to be.
I was like constantly preoccupied. I was so stressed. I was overwhelmed. My anxiety started to kick in, which kept me awake at night. And then in turn, I obviously wasn't functioning during the day, was even more stressed, etc., etc. It was that lovely little negative down spiral that you don't want to be on. I definitely don't want to be on that. Now, from a like looking at it from like an energetic point of view alone, now this situation wasn't great for me personally or for my business. And then instead of obviously from an energetic point of view, instead of calling in like my dream clients, I was actually repelling them with my energy. Because, you know, if you sort of think about it with, you know, if something has like forcing like desperate energy, you don't want to be in that energy. You really don't, let's face it. So I didn't want to be in that energy myself, like, you know. So obviously I did not call in the people that I wanted to call in. So, you know, at the end of last year we came financially as well to almost like a breaking point. And, you know, it was a case of, what are we going to do as a family? Am I going to continue this business? Are we going to get some help? What is this going to look like? Because I've blown through all of my savings that I had. So that there was like super urgency around like end of last year. And I just decided to slow down. Just for myself, just to like connect to myself. So this is what a lot of people talk about when they say, I need to find myself. No, you found yourself. You need to reconnect to yourself. That is usually the biggest sort of issue. So I really took time to like find out what I wanted to do, what person I wanted to be, what mum I wanted to be, the wife I wanted to be. And then when it comes to my business, the type of coach I wanted to be, who I wanted to actually work with, you know, what everyone is talking about, like your ideal client. Who actually is that person? How did I want to make them feel? What did I want to bring to their lives? How did I want to make them feel better and create the business that is actually working for them? There was a lot inner work going on at the end of last year. And I took a lot of time to do a lot of healing. I started prioritizing myself again. Now, for the longest time, I actually believed that I didn't deserve to feel good because my business wasn't making any money. Now, if you are currently in like that low, that almost like that down, that dip, that down dip in your business, that's a load of bullshit. Yes, I swore. Probably should put a disclaimer in the show notes. But your worth has, and self-belief has got absolutely nothing to do with how well your business is doing. And that for me was almost like the aha moment. I needed to disconnect. I needed to reconnect to myself and my business vision, but I needed to disconnect from like the outcome essentially. I needed to disconnect how successful my business was, because that's not me. I'm not my outcome. I'm not, you know, my worth is not directly tied, or even indirectly, my worth is not tied to how successful my business is. My own success is not tied to how successful my business is, because success for me personally could just be, not just, but could be, you know, raising my daughter And that has got nothing to do with my business or how well my business is doing. But yet, I'm successful because I'm raising my daughter. And, I mean, that's just an example, but I'm raising my daughter. But that was, like, one of, like, that was, like, a huge moment for me when I was just, like, I'm not, you know, for such a long time last year, I did actually believe that I don't deserve to feel good because my business wasn't making any money. But it was essentially, it wasn't making any money because I wasn't feeling good. You know, it's the energy behind it, you know, that forcing, that desperate energy. Of course I wasn't feeling good because, like, it was, everything was sort of closing in on me. So, but then, you know, I started to prioritize myself. Now I carved out time for, like, reading, journaling, meditation, yoga, anything, like, just being me and just having fun and not thinking, oh, maybe I need to take pictures whilst I'm out on the walk. No, just enjoy the walk. And I started to let go of the excuses, all of the excuses not to do things. And I guess one big excuse has always been my daughter. Oh, I can't do this because she's awake, bloody bloody blah, or she's whatever. I just let go of the excuses. So I'm now joining mentoring calls, not where I'm mentoring, but where I'm being mentored when she's around, because that's when they are. There's not much I can do about it. So that's when I do that. But that also means that frees up my time in the evenings to actually do my own client work. So it all balances out. So if you are in that low at the moment, what are your excuses? And what excuses are you making? And how can you let go of them? How can you say, F that, and just go for it? And then, you know, with all of those, like, self-care rituals and healing, I've done a lot of subconscious work, different healing aspects. And then bit by bit, I actually started to feel better. And I actually became the person, I stepped into the person I wanted to be. So I stepped into the mum, the wife, the coach that I wanted to be. And it's definitely not comfortable at times. It can be very uncomfortable. But stepping into the person that I want to be, stepping into the identity, it just makes my life so much more fulfilled, so much more happy, so much more joyful. I also started to dive deeper into my heart. And then I also started to trust myself again. Bit by bit, I built up my, like, self-esteem, my self-belief. Yes, I am not my outcome. And I've discovered myself on a so much deeper level. I'm so much more connected to myself. I know exactly who I am, who I want to be, and I'm stepping into that person now. I've got a much clearer vision for my life, for my business, my purpose, my vision. There's so much more clarity around everything. And, you know, looking back, I wouldn't have this clarity right now if it wasn't for that dip, if it wasn't for those times when I couldn't sign clients, when I didn't sign clients. So I know that there is purpose from every situation, and there's lessons and learnings from every situation. I'm a true believer from that. So, you know, and as I said at the beginning, it's one of those things that not a lot of people talk about. Like the side where you don't sign any clients, you're not making any money, you are at breaking point because you potentially want to quit your business. And it's within those situations that is going to make or break you, essentially. It's how you react to them, what you learn from them. Because as I just said, there's always a learning. And if you are in this situation, this may land or this may not land. But as I said, with this episode, I just wanted to share some of my insights. I wanted to be like vulnerable. It's not easy talking about, you know, your business not making money. Because we all have like this huge vision and for ourselves, for our business, the impact that we want to make. And then to actually admit to ourselves, let alone to the world, that your business isn't making any money or wasn't making any money. That's huge. But it's also the reason why I decided to share this is, as I said, not enough people are actually talking about it. And, you know, it's for you to know that you're not alone. If you're in a situation at the moment, you are not alone. There is a way out. And I'm not saying the way out is to work with me. That's not why I'm sharing this. There is always a lesson to be learned. And it might be, the path to something bigger. For me, those last 6 months, I know have led me to my heart coaching and the way that I'm approaching things at the moment. And because that sort of realization and switch almost happened overnight. And I know I can see from, you know, my content, I can see where that switch was. And it wasn't too long ago. But yet I know that, like, my heart coaching, I know that this is my life's work. Don't ask me how I know this. I know. It's, call it intuition, whatever it is. It's, to me, it's the only thing that makes sense in a world where, you know, it's constantly, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's only this way to make it, to have a, create a successful business, blah, blah, blah. No, none of that really has ever landed for me, which is why, I guess, you know, the heart coaching for me is what lands, because I'm using this on myself. These are my, like, I'm not even going to say my own strategies, because it's not so much about strategy, and that's exactly the point. But I also have, like, for heart coaching, I have a huge vision for it. And, like, all of the pieces slowly are coming together. And that is, like, my bigger path, the bigger path that I'm on. And I know that if my business would have taken off last year the way that I would have loved it to, I would go down very strategic route. And there's nothing wrong with that generally. It's not right for me. But I would have followed it because that's the logical thing to do. And I'm, despite everything else, actually, I am quite logical. I am super logical. I like my, like, you know, I like strategies. I like certain way of doing things. Yet it does not actually land for me in business. And that's the hilarious thing for me. But those last 6 months, for me, needed to happen to get to today, to get to my heart coaching. And as I said, like, there are pieces, like, downloads dropped in daily at the moment on how this business is going to evolve. And I'm so super excited about it, because I literally cannot wait. And, you know, since all of this happened, like I'm so much more in flow. Like the content, like the ideas, the downloads is just pouring out of me. Which is what you want in business. You want to be in flow. And that is why I'm actually truly grateful and thankful for not having signed clients in the last 6 months. So I would have never found this clarity, and I would have never, I'm not going to say never. I would not be on the path right now that I am. So if you are in this like dip, as I call it, do the inner work. Just have a look, you know, what you can do for yourself. If you've lost a joy, what brings you joy, and undo that? Yes, I know that's not going to bring you in the money. I absolutely so know that. But you might as well enjoy life, right? So, you know, what can you do today to just enjoy your life? I'm actually sitting here with both of my hands on my heart, because I can just feel the energy. I'm an empath so much. I've not even got anyone sitting in front of me. I'm not even coaching, but I can feel the like collective energy, and it's just like what needs to happen, you know, just. Do something that brings you joy. Like, finish this podcast. I'll finish in a sec. And then do something that brings you joy just for 5 minutes. Maybe just for 3 minutes. Set a 3 minute timer. You have 3 minutes. If you've listened to this, by the time I finish, probably about 25 minute podcast, you have 3 minutes to do something that brings you joy. If you don't, stop now. Stop the podcast now and do something for 3 minutes. And then do that every single day. You know, carve out some time for yourself. Let go of the excuses. Do what you need to do to make you feel safe, to give you some breathing space, whatever that may be. Every situation is completely different. So what do you need to do for yourself to give yourself some breathing space, to give yourself some joy? And then taking it one step at a time. So with that, my hands are still on my heart. So apparently they're going to stay there for the moment. I'm just going to go with it. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you so much for being here on this journey with me. And truly, 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 from my heart to yours, I am so grateful. So for the moment, thank you so much for tuning in today. And I will talk to you next time. Bye.